Fighting along Syria's border with Turkey is intensifying, with Turkey again striking Kurdish military targets overnight. The new intervention has heightened humanitarian concerns, which is what we're focusing on now, including for the more than 70,000 women and children currently being guarded in the Al-Hol camp in the country's north, a bit south of the fighting. Among them are up to 20 Australian women and their children. Médecins Sans Frontières runs a hospital there, and Robert Onus is MSF's emergency manager for Syria. I spoke to him a short time ago.
Thank you.
What is the latest you're hearing from the on the ground in the Al-Hol camp?
Well, our teams are still working in Al-Hol today, despite the ongoing military operations from Turkey in the north of the country. The situation in Al-Hol I would describe as fragile, complex, and certainly a very difficult place in which to live. Our teams are there providing medical care every day. And as you may well know, the majority of the population, 94% of the population, are women and children. And so for a medical organization to try to respond to the needs of a group of people who are majority children, it's an additional burden for us. And the conditions there are difficult. We're now starting to enter into winter in Syria, and so the temperatures are getting cold at night, and certainly that's a serious concern for us, especially when you have a lot of young children again.
The camp is guarded by Kurdish forces, isn't it? The question is whether they're still patrolling the site. Do you know?
Yeah, the security forces are still there in control of the camp. The camp itself is quite heavily secured, I would say, and certainly that's one of the concerns that we have as a medical organisation, as a humanitarian organisation, is that the majority of the people in the camp are women and children who actually are in need of humanitarian assistance rather than such a strongly securitized response.
It has been reported that women and children are prepared to break out of the camp in this fragile situation, and it makes one wonder, where would they go?
The Al-Hol camp is in the middle of the desert, so realistically, I think there is nothing around it. The question about whether or not people would want to break out of the camp or would break out of the camp or not, I mean, is not really something, I think, for me to speculate on.
No. If they do become caught in a crossfire, who will run the camp if those Kurdish soldiers who are guarding are removed to fight the oncoming Turks, which one would imagine might be possible? How does the camp sustain itself?
Yeah, I think the question is a bit bigger than just the security question. When you... Given that there is ongoing military operations in the north of the country, not only is there potentially a risk for redirection of security forces, but there's also the concern about the redirection of humanitarian assistance and an inability for organizations to be able to deliver that assistance because of the insecurity that's caused by the military operations. And as a result, then the people who are living in the camp, who are held in the camp, they don't have the choice of whether they're in that camp or not, could then potentially be denied that access to food or water or healthcare because the organisations aren't there on the ground to be able to deliver it. And that is a serious concern.
Could you just tell us the nature of what you do provide there, please?
Sure. So MSF is running multiple medical clinics, a normal primary healthcare clinic. We also run a nutritional center. We also provide water and sanitation support, so providing water, clean water to people and sanitation facilities. And when you talk about the annex, so the annex is the part of the camp in which the foreigners live, we are one of the few organizations that are there every day, and what we do provide is a face to people, and someone who they can talk to when they're largely isolated from the rest of the population. They have no idea what their futures hold. They face the challenges of having a lack of access to certain services. And as a humanitarian organization, we're one of the few that are there that, that people can actually raise their concerns and their worries to.
And I wonder if you're considering withdrawing any of your staff, given what you're hearing. How closely can you realistically monitor it?
Given the ongoing hostilities, we're constantly reevaluating where the greatest needs are. In addition to our whole camp, there are other camps across northern Syria that have large displaced populations. There's also ongoing displacement coming out of the north of the country into new areas. We just received several hundred people into one of the towns that we're working in. They were seeking shelter in shops, in houses, in municipal buildings. It's really quite difficult at this point to know what the future holds, but certainly we're trying to juggle the various priorities that, that do exist. And again, I reiterate, I mean, the concern is that the scale of needs is only going to increase with an increase in conflict, and the ability of the humanitarian organizations that are there to be able to respond to that increase in needs is maybe not there.
In terms of the scope of work that MSF does, where does this sit? Help us understand a little bit more, if you can, please, the nature of this camp.
I would say this camp is an incredibly complex place in which to work. As you rightly mentioned at the beginning of this interview, there's a lot of security forces there who guard the camp. And normally when you're working in a displacement camp, you have the ability to move freely and to meet the needs as you see them as an organization like ours, so that we can set up our health facilities in the manner that we think most appropriate to meet the needs of the people. In our whole, that's much more difficult because of this strong security framework or lens through which the camp is seen. And so every step of the process of trying to provide medical care to the population is complicated. Mm. So to give an example, we have a lot of women and children who were injured from the last stage of fighting between the coalition and the Islamic State. They still maintain shrapnel wounds when they arrived in the camp, and it's very difficult to refer them out because of the concerns of the security forces. So we're forced to provide them care within their tents for burns, for shrapnel wounds, and of course that is a suboptimal place in which to provide medical care. In this scenario, that's the only option.
What would you want the governments of the world to do now? What's your call?
At present, most of the governments of the world have turned a blind eye to Al-Hol, and I think it's really unacceptable to deny that this is a group of people who deserve a resolution to their status. And it's very clear that the ambiguity that surrounds our whole is in the interests of many governments, and I would call upon them all to take upon their responsibilities to seek a resolution to this crisis and seek a resolution for the many thousands of people who live in that camp to move on with their lives in whatever way that might be.
That's Robert Onus. He's the Emergency Manager for Syria at the Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF.